It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, well, it is early, but like any of us getting up early in the morning, the thing that, for many of us, gets us through, helps us get up and get the day started, regardless of the actual time you get up, it's coffee, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Having our morning coffee helps get the day rolling. But we've got a little complaint to file. We'll get to that in a minute about our coffee these days. But, you know, guys, first let me ask you, Mark, I think I know, but when you have your morning cup of coffee, and you've had one this morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First
and
thing
what do
I
you
do.
Put in your coffee, Mark?
I like a little flavored cream.
So you dress it up a little bit with, let me ask you this. If you were to drink a cup of black coffee, do you like the taste of coffee?
It's all right. It would have to be espresso as okay. opposed to just plain coffee. I'll drink a double shot of that.
So you're not drinking like the plain coffee that you get when you're waiting for your car to be fixed?
No.
Okay. That's real coffee, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, just check. I just want to clarify.
Right. That's a good, yeah, hey, you know what? Yeah. That's a very good, I'm glad you, that's a great metaphor. It's a great picture
right.
of drinking black coffee, waiting for your tire to get put on, whatever it may be in the auto shop. Right. That's coffee. Now, Kristen, what about you? What do you put in your coffee in the morning?
Well, when I'm making it at home, I just either put in like almond milk or oat milk. That's it. Nothing else. But I have been known to buy fancy coffee drinks when I go to a restaurant or go to Starbucks or something like that.
And how fancy are we talking?
I'm not going wild and adding things on the list. But,
I was just going to say, when you judge fancy when it comes to coffee, you judge the number of descriptors, adjectives and nouns used to order that cup of coffee. Would you say it's more than five words?
No. I'll do a latte or maybe even like a vanilla latte if I'm being, you know, wild that day.
Yeah. So if you're really, going all out.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's fine. As far as I'm concerned, you're going to listen to me anyway, but not that you ever do. But that's another story that's another complaint. But no, for this show, we're talking about coffee. And the thing about coffee is that for those of us who like or are used to or are just putting up with or just whatever it is, that still just drink plain old black coffee. Like, for example, me. I don't know what it is. I never got into the coffee kick. I never got into all the fancy stuff. I don't even know the difference at Starbucks between a tall and a venti. I mean, none of that even makes sense to me. Why call? I know, Mark, you corrected me yesterday. The small one is the tall, right?
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
Jumbo shrimp.
Exactly. Right. I don't know. But here's the thing. I've never bought into any of it for whatever the reasons are. And you couldn't say that it's because I'm a boring, old kind of, you know, a guy that doesn't appreciate a little bit of this and that makes it fun every now and then, whatever that means. But
that's from being on the ranch.
You get the idea. Right. But listen, I like black coffee and I like it simple. It's fine. Whatever happened to walking into the office coffee shop and just having a cup of black coffee? For me, that's my poison in the morning. And you know what? For those of us who drink just plain old black coffee, we're getting kind of fed up. I mean, you listen to these people, you wait in line, and I'm not picking on Starbucks, but I got to tell you, Starbucks made all of this latte stuff, whatever it is, cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is our culture now. And for those of us who drink black coffee, have kind of become second-class citizens. In fact, I went to go have a meeting with a guy the other day. I met him at Starbucks. And again, I so admire Starbucks. Cool company, amazing entrepreneurial story, good product. People love it. That's for sure. Can't argue with any of that. But I went to order. My friend said to me, hey, listen, what do you want? I'll buy you a cup of coffee. He's ordering this thing. He's got a list. He's pulling out his notes. He's reading off what he's got to have in the drink. And he says to me, what are you having? And I said, just a plain cup. He said, really? Just that? No, I said, I'm serious. I'm happy to buy you coffee. Come on, let's go. I said, no, that's all I drink. And it was this kind of surprise that he had that I didn't have my thing down, my shtick down. For whatever the special coffees are that you can order at Starbucks. And then I was plain old black coffee Jeff.
Well, I mean, did they write that on the cup? Did they just write on the cup, plain old black coffee Jeff?
No insults. Okay. But here's the thing. Well, but for those of us who do like just black coffee, we are kind of getting sick and tired of being in line between people who take an extra half hour to order their coffee, because that's what it takes to order it. And we just wish we could just walk up, order a cup of coffee, get in and get out. The Wall Street Journal just had a really cute article that made me feel like I'm not alone out there with my quote-unquote issue here. Bashar Musla, 27-year-old systems engineer who lives in Grass Valley, California, goes to Starbucks every morning. He likes to order his plain coffee. The problem is it now takes 20 minutes to get through the order line. And he said, I'm sick and tired of waiting at Starbucks for a plain old black cup of coffee, waiting behind someone who's ordered venti ice crisscross applesauce double shot Czech engine oat milk Diet Coke macchiato with light triangle ice cubes in it. I don't know. Oh my God. What does that even mean? What language are we speaking? We're speaking Starbucks, I guess. But in any case,
proposing an express lane.
Well, it has been proposed. That's exactly right, Kristen. It's been proposed. Why don't they have, drop your quarters here, pick up the cup of black coffee, move through the line quickly. It's not a special order. But you know, the problem is, it's a great idea. I buy into that. But the problem is people who order just plain black coffee have just simply become a minority now at some of these fancier coffee shops.
Right.
So,
I mean, even like the number of iced lattes, cold brews, iced macchiatos, iced Americanos, like all of those iced drinks, those are now on the menu. So now you have your hot drinks, you have all of your variety of iced drinks.
Yes.
We're going
from bad to worse. Starbucks, by the way, has just announced a new line of coffee blended with olive oil. That's that's true, by the way. That's coming out. Coffee and olive oil.
Okay,
and I love both. But I don't know. That's interesting. Anyway, it never stops. The nightmare never ends. I just want a cup of coffee, just plain old black coffee. All right. Listen, we're going to turn now from griping to going to Ann Thomas, who's going to give us a preview of what's coming up in the Paul W. Show. Ann, good morning.
Well, good morning, team. You know, Paul W. is here. He's in the house, and he loves coffee, too. I don't think we could do this show without coffee.
Right.
And I kind of like your proposal, Jeff. It's interesting. Paul, what do you think? Do you like this coffee proposal? Jeff wants an express lane.
I don't go to Starbucks. I love the business concept and the company from the beginning. I don't know what they're doing now, but I liked what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But I don't go to Starbucks because I'm not a dark roast coffee lover.
Oh.
And they do dark roast because that way they can make it the same at every Starbucks around the country. That's the whole key. If it wasn't dark roast, they wouldn't be able to duplicate it at each store, so it always tasted the same. I used to put a little cream in because I thought in my mind it was easier on my stomach than just black coffee first thing in the morning on an empty stomach.
Right.
However, and Ann knows I have these little weird picadillos and things, but I have decided that men should not be consuming calcium in the numbers that we consumed. And so every morning when I was putting in, I was doing oat milk, way back in the old days, it was half and half, but you're taking in a lot of calcium. So when a doctor says to me, we want to check your heart for calcium levels, I said, well, wait a minute.
Right.
Why am I putting more calcium in my body? That can't be good for my arteries in my heart. So I've stopped doing that. I drink black most of the time, although there are some things that are healthier out there.
And Paul, you've had your coffee this morning, right?
I'm sipping it now.
Okay, beautiful. We just want to make sure we would not want to go to the show in the next hour without you having
your
coffee.
You don't want to be around me.
No,
you don't want to be around me when I haven't had coffee.
I was being delicate, Paul. But, but that's exactly the message. All right. Listen, Paul's coffeeed up, ready to go. I'm sure Ann and the gang are as well. We're looking forward to it. Stick with us here on WJR. Paul W. is next.